We're going to be talking with Roni Levy. He has been an advisor to a prime minister in the state of Israel, has much political background, a very interesting gentleman to talk to, involved in the tourism industry with Israel and many of the Christians, especially around the world, and a good friend of ours for a number of years. Roni, thank you for being available. Appreciate your time given to us today.
Thank you. Shalom from Israel.
Thank you very, very much. We talked just a moment ago with David Dolan, who has been covering the Middle East for a number of years, and we mentioned that as soon as the White House meeting was over, Benjamin Netanyahu basically got on an airplane, flew into Paris, France, met with President Sarkozy, talked about the possibility of going to the negotiating table with Bashar Assad, president of Syria, and then on Friday, Bashar Assad flew into Paris, talked with Sarkozy as well. What in the world's going on? Is there a possibility that the Israeli government may go to the negotiating table with Syria and put on the table what's going to happen to the Golan Heights? What are your thoughts?
Well, this has two sides to it. First of all, I think that a dialogue with Syria is a positive thing. I think that Israel has been in a state of war with Syria since its establishment in 1948. We've had 63 consecutive years of a war status with Syria and an outbreak of several all-out wars, which are severe from Israel's standpoint. And I think that putting an end to that aggression and taking Syria out of its fanatic circle into a more civilized presence in the Middle East is definitely a good thing. As for the Golan Heights, you know my opinion. It has not changed. Israel has a biblical and historic affiliation and belonging to the Golan Heights, which is not questionable. I think that the Golan Heights is a key ingredient for Israel's security that should never be given to Syria. And unfortunately, I cannot tell you that I am convinced that Netanyahu is holding these positions these days. I do not know what he communicated with President Obama or President Sarkozy, and I do not know what Netanyahu is thinking. I don't think anybody knows what Netanyahu is thinking, and this, to me, is a part of the problem.
Would it be feasible to ever give the Golan Heights back as far as the security of Israel is concerned?
Well, this is a technical question. Whether it is possible to actually execute a decision like this is one thing. I think it is extremely complicated and may be even out of reach. But I'm not sure it has happened before. We've seen in 1979 the giveaway of the Sinai to Egypt. We've seen in 1993 the Oslo agreements with Rabin and Arafat were... Some of Israel's territory was given away to the PLO. Who could believe that something like this will happen? And we have seen in 2005 Ariel Sharon taking out the Gush Katif residents and giving it to the Hamas in Gaza. So Israel already has a horrible track record when it comes to the thinking that giving away land is going to buy us peace. The Golan Heights is a definitely much more complicated from a political standpoint, from a legal standpoint. Let me remind the audience that the Golan Heights, like East Jerusalem, has been annexed to the State of Israel by the Israeli law. It is by the Israeli legal system a part of Israel, just like Tel Aviv or any other part of the country. So the legalities here, as well as the support that the Golan Heights have in the street in Israel, is much more serious and therefore much more complicated to give it away. But, you know, to me, whether it will happen or not is the second question. The primary question is what do we say to our neighbors, what do we say to our friends, how do we raise a nation here on the continent, thinking that Israel is the only country in the world that is continuously negotiating its borders with its surroundings all the time. These are serious questions that I don't know how to answer. I do know that one thing is certain. The fact that you are and I are talking about what Netanyahu will do and will not do is serious enough. Everybody should have known that Benjamin Netanyahu will not be the prime minister that will push for giving away the Golan Heights. In the absence of this knowledge and understanding, I think we have a problem with our prime minister.
Rani, I got about 30 seconds. Bashar Assad has told a group of Islamic leaders if they don't get the Golan Heights diplomatically, they'll take it militarily. Do you think Syria would indeed try to militarily take away the Golan Heights?
I don't think they will try. I think that Syria does not have a military option. Any attempts by Syria to take the Golan Heights from Israel by a military way will bring Syria back to the Stone Age. I think they know that, and I think they are threatening with an unloaded gun, and I don't think that our decision makers have to be concerned about that. We need to go back to our basic fundamental values of who we are as a people. The land of Israel is historically and biblically a property of the Jewish people, and we should stop forever negotiating it all the time.
Rani Levy, a special friend to us here on Prophecy Today, has been an advisor to one of the prime ministers in the state of Israel, very knowledgeable politically, and of course has a real heart for the Golan Heights. You can tell that by the conversation. Rani, always a joy to be able to chat with you. Thank you for being available today to talk to us about this very important issue. We'll talk again along the way.
Sure. Thank you very much.